and Harris pulled off a similar move when asked about the stock photo error on Buttigieg's site that she quipped about just days ago. The mayor has made apologies for that, she said, before pivoting to focus on black voters. Buttigieg hit all his talking points, kept his cool, and even managed to squeeze in a line that Forbes had ranked him as literally the least wealthy person on this stage. Electability, schmelectability. Biden couldn't even get out his first sentence without stammering. Who is most likely to win the presidency in the first place? Polls say he still in good position, but the fact he could hardly get the statement out shows that candidates may not be him. Biden continued to play his Obama card. I come out of the black community in terms of my support and cite his vast experience in Washington, which may not play as well with many voters as Buttigieg's selling point of not having vast or any experience in Washington. Minutes later, Biden's first gaffe appeared in talking about his health care plan that would not make people choose, allow people to choose, I should say. Later on, when talking about violence against women, he said that politicians and society need to keep punching at it. Not a great choice of words, he said. Men should never raise a hand to a woman, except in self-defense, which rarely happens. These sort of gaffes don't seem to have mattered in the past to Biden voters. Still, when he started the campaign, the nomination was his to lose, and he seems to be up to the task of losing it. There was another Biden gaffe when he spoke of getting the support of the only black woman to be elected to the Senate. There was a pause as Senator Cory Booker looked across the stage. And Harris could be heard yelling, "No, I'm standing right here." Moments earlier, Booker redirected a question thrown his way, saying, "I'd like to return to the issue of black voters. I've been one my entire life." The audience loved it nearly as much as when Booker said he thought Biden might have been high when the former Veep said he opposed legalizing marijuana. In other news, Warren had a plan. Bernie Sanders called for a political revolution, and Tom Steyer talked about climate change. As the field whittles down and the caucuses get closer, the candidates actually seem to be enjoying themselves more, which made for a more entertaining debate. The next Democratic debate is December 19th.